TNG Radio,
where today's culture and timeless truths come together.
It's reasoned, relevant content, apologetics, worldview, and answers to the questions that you need to know.
You need to know.
From Alex McFarland Ministries, this is Truth for a New Generation Radio. And now the man who preached in 50 states in 50 days, speaker, writer, and advocate for Christian apologetics, Dr. Alex McFarland.
Are you happy at Christmas, or do you get depressed? Can you be happy this Christmas? Hi, Alex McFarland here, and on today's edition of Truth for a New Generation, I want to talk about being happy at Christmas. And sadly, this great season where we commemorate the birth of Christ and the greatest story ever told, the coming of Jesus into the world, Christmas is a time, you know it, I'm sure you've heard the news, read the statistics, there's a lot of alcoholism, there's domestic violence, sadly, very tragically, there's a lot of suicide at Christmas, there's a lot of depression. And I understand, because maybe Christmas is a time when people think about the way things used to be, and maybe family is not now like it once was. And with all the joy of Christmas, and there is a lot of joy, and if you have followed our ministries very long at all, you know that I love Christmas. I really do. And I love everything about Christmas, from the manger scene to the Christmas songs to the tree and the ornaments and the family gatherings and church and Christmas Eve services and taking communion on December 24th. And we think about that coming of Christ into the Bethlehem manger. I love Christmas because it is reality that Jesus was born and Jesus did give his life to be our Savior. But I also love Christmas because it is such a great story. And it is reality. And it's been said that Christmas is really the great story on which other great dramas have been based. I'll come back to that in a moment. But people get sad at Christmas. And what I want to do in today's program is I want to give you five reasons not merely to be happy at Christmas, but really to rejoice at Christmas. And I want to explain that happiness and joy are really two different things. Now, there was a time when the disciples came to Jesus and they were happy. They said, "Lord, even the demons have to submit to us." And Jesus said to the disciples, "Don't rejoice that the demons are subject to you." And because they preached and they ministered in the name of Jesus, I mean, that was the only reason they had any power. It was the name of Christ and the Spirit of God. The disciples really didn't have any power in and of themselves, just like you and I really don't have power in and of ourselves. Because in John 15:5, Jesus reminds us, he says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." But Jesus said, "Don't rejoice that the demons are subject to your power. Rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life." Now that is worth rejoicing over. Alex McFarland here. I'm hoping your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if you've never trusted Christ, obviously the core of our message is that you would open your heart and be born again. And Christmas is such a great ministry opportunity and such a great encouragement and a reminder that in spite of changing culture, in spite of economic fluctuations, in spite maybe of even changes in our health or our family status or our employment status, and yes, in spite of the political vacillations and candidates we supported maybe didn't win and elections were rigged perhaps and evil happens in this world. But Christmas is a reminder that yes, God is in control. Galatians 4 verse 4 says, "In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, to redeem those that were under the law." You know, it says in the fullness of time, I love that wonderful old Christmas hymn, O come, Emmanuel. And it says, "Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb," it says in Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Late in time, at just the right time, in the song O Come Emmanuel, says the one that they've looked for so long to ransom captive Israel. Okay, we're captive to sin. To be ransomed is to be set free. That's like Isaiah 61, that he came to set the captives free. And at Christmas, we can do more than just be happy, because happiness is tied to temporal circumstances. Now, what I want to do in this program, I want to give you 5 points in just a moment, but I want to challenge you. If you feel unhappy, then a part of the solution, for one thing, is to admit that this is a less than ideal state. It would be better to be joyful than unhappy. It would be better to be positive than depressed. And happiness is tied to temporal things that can change. God offers you something so much better than circumstances, physical objects, money, fame, or any temporal happiness. God offers you something eternal and unshakable, something untouchable by changing external situations. God offers you joy, and we want to tell you how to get that joy. But I would submit to you that Christmas is a time of joy, joy to the world. The Lord has come. And this is a joy that is available to all people. It really is. Christmas is a great story, but it's more than a story. It actually is reality. I love great literature. And my first degree, I was working on an English degree when I became a Christian. And, you know, Laura Ingalls Wilder, she said that Christmas is a time that we all become a child again. And she said, we are better throughout the year for having become a child all over again at Christmas. Maybe this Christmas, you would have the courage to allow yourself to believe again. Wow, can I really believe that God loves me? Yes, you can. Can I really believe that God has my life in view? He is El Roi. That's a name of God from the Old Testament, the God who sees me. Do you know that God sees you? He really does. Can I believe that God has a plan for my life? Can I believe, even though I've had some hard times, stumbled, sinned, failed, God still loves me? Yes, you can believe that. And Christmas is a reminder that God cares about you, so much so that he came all the way from heaven, not to a posh palace, but to a rough manger, a feed trough, to lay on brittle, bristly hay. That must have been harsh on a baby's skin, but yet she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room in the inn. And Christmas is a time that in childlike faith and trust, you can believe again, and you can not seek after happiness, because happiness of this world will always fall short and let you down. When we come back after this brief break, we're going to talk about 5 reasons to be happy, but even more than that, to rejoice. And it's a joy that God can give you, and it will stay with you well beyond Christmas. 5 reasons to be joyful at this Christmas and always. Stay tuned. We're back after this.
You know, Alex has been writing for many years, and one of his classic books is still great today as a basic introduction to the Christian faith. It's called Stand: Core Truths You Must Know for an Unshakable Faith. This book will help you help your teens get off the roller coaster of doubt and onto solid ground. You'll read about the 6 pillars of biblical Christianity. They are 1, inspiration of the Bible, 2, the virgin birth, 3, the deity of Christ, 4, atonement, 5, Christ's resurrection, and 6, Christ's return. You know, Alex mixes it up with humor and stories he gleaned from decades of working with youth, and encourages teens to build a foundation of faith that will stabilize their lives and help them take a stand for Christ. Simple and straightforward, Stand: Core Truths You Must Know for an Unshakable Faith. Available wherever Christian books are sold. Alex has written many books to help you defend your faith. One of them answers questions from skeptics. It's cleverly titled, 10 Answers for Skeptics. Today's skeptics are looking for authenticity, integrity, and straightforward truth. And in the book, Alex McFarland identifies the 10 most common types of skepticism that plague doubters' minds and offers believers proven strategies for connecting intellectually and spiritually with those who are skeptical about the claims of Christianity. Learn how to answer intimidating questions, identify the root issue behind those questions, and dismantle the spiritual bombshells dropped by atheists. Plus, find encouragement to face hostility by persevering in love, the ultimate apologetic Christians can offer as a witness to our loving God. Check out 10 Answers for Skeptics when you visit alexmcfarland.com. For apologetics resources, books by Alex McFarland, and to find out where Alex is speaking, visit alexmcfarland.com.
Welcome back to Truth for a New Generation. Alex McFarland here, and we're talking about joy. I'm going to read a segment from Luke chapter 2 here in just a moment, but we're talking about how to be joyful, how to be happy at Christmas. And maybe you are tired of the traffic. Christmas comes and we have a little bit of promise, and then it always disappoints. The meal doesn't go right. The family that was going to come over, they backed out at the last minute. The gift that you bought and you drove all the way across town, and the person that received it didn't act all that appreciative after all. Listen, there's 10,000 ways to give yourself a reason to be depressed. And look, I get it. Life is tough. But you know what? The Bible says this, and I want to read a scripture, and I want to talk about joy, which is beyond and above and really greater than happiness. All right. The Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 8, if anything is true, praiseworthy, just, upright, virtuous, noble. Philippians 4, verse 8 says, think on these things. And the implication is, as opposed to the other things. Now, you can't just, quote, be happy. You've got to be intentional about it, and you've got to replace the bad thoughts with something else that are good thoughts. You've got to replace the negative with the positive. You've got to replace the depressed, downcast spirit with an uplifted, rejoicing spirit. Now, listen, folks, this is doable and this is reality. And may I remind you that Paul wrote Philippians, which is full of joy, from a jail cell. And so, do you know what? It's been said that we can drift into sin. Now, listen carefully. You can drift into sin, but you don't drift into spiritual growth. If you grow spiritually, if you take up the assignment to be a steward of your life and to praise God in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If you grow, you don't drift into spiritual maturity. You've got to be intentional, and you've got to think about it, and you've got to understand that for the Christian, my dear friends, joy is an assignment. Why would we who know the true and living God have a sour countenance? You know, there's an old word, you don't hear it much anymore, carping. And carping is just being nitpicky about everything. You're not grateful for the big things, but you're being nitpicky. And the word that goes with carping a lot of times is querulous. You're always asking questions. Well, why didn't you do this? Why isn't it that way? Well, why didn't it pan out like I wanted it to? Another word, an old word, I love words, picayune. Picayune means the minutia. You get caught up in the little bitty tiny details of the minutia, and people will carp about little things. Listen, so much of the world nowadays, they don't have food on the table. So much of the world doesn't have a table or a roof over their head. And maybe things are not as you've always dreamed they would be, but if you think about it, there's a lot for which to be grateful. And Paul says, think on the virtuous, the true, the just. So if you're a sourpuss here at Christmas, I mean, ask yourself, is that good, true, virtuous, praiseworthy? Is it honoring to God who gave his life for us? Now, let's talk about joy for just a minute. In Luke 2, verse 10, the angels appear to the shepherds. They were in the country. I've been there to what they call Shepherd's Field outside of Bethlehem, between Bethlehem and Jerusalem. It's still there. By the way, as you probably know, Shepherd's Field is where centuries prior Ruth was gleaning. She met Boaz, the kinsman redeemer. Now think about this. Boaz was the near kinsman, the family member that was willing to redeem Ruth. Ruth was gathering grain for bread. Now, into that same field, that very same region, the angels gave the annunciation of the one who was called the bread of life, the one who was not merely a human benefactor, a kinsman redeemer, but the actual Savior. In the field of Boaz, shepherd's field, the ones watching over the lambs heard about the good shepherd. The lambs, they were caring for the lambs that would be the temple sacrifice. And the angel announced about the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world, John chapter 1. And the angel says to these shepherds in verse 9, the glory of the Lord shines all about. Verse 10, the angel says, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Okay, fear not is followed by the word behold. In other words, take note of this. Don't miss it. Be amazed. Behold, attention. What? I bring you good tidings of great joy. So the word joy in the Greek is C-H-A-R-A, chara, or kara, actually, kara. And it means joy or delight, but it's a joy that happens because of the source. Now, what does that mean? Okay, kara, from which we get charis, is grace. All right, we can be joyful because of favor and the source of the favor. Now, I know there's a lot here. If you're walking along and you find a quarter on the ground, and you're like, all right, I found a coin on the ground. That's a reason for joy, isn't it? Well, okay, you found something good. Favor came into your day. Can you think of a day where favor came into your life? Maybe you found a parking place right close to the building. Maybe you thought you owed more on your credit card, and it turned out you're all paid up. Some favor came into your day. Friend, if you think about it, the good Lord has put immeasurable favor into your life this day. And when the angel said to the shepherds, "Behold, I bring you news about great joy." Okay, there's been a Savior born. That's wonderful. And that's the favor of God, God's grace. The grace of God which bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, Titus 2:11. And what's the source of the favor that we recognize, the grace that we acknowledge? We're rejoicing, we're doing the right thing, we're appreciative to God because we recognize He's extended favor, and we are doubly happy because it's something without an expiration date, time won't erase it. Favor, because it comes from God. Christmas is the day of the year that holds all the other days together. That's true, it really is. We set the calendar by Jesus. Stay tuned. We've got a brief break. Very quickly, I'm going to give you the five things that are reasons for you to be rejoicing right now. Not just happy, certainly not downcast and depressed. You're going to be able to rejoice. So stay tuned.
Christians don't necessarily agree with one another when it comes to questions of religious pluralism, homosexuality, the role of government, abortion, and war. Too often we manage these disagreements by ignoring them. Yet we're called to engage the world for the sake of Christ. How can we be effective if we avoid society's most pressing questions? In 10 Issues That Divide Christians, Alex McFarland challenges us to drill down to the biblical core of 10 current issues, such as social justice, evil and suffering, pornography, and environmentalism, as he echoes the biblical invitation, "Come, let us reason together." Only by engaging the scriptures deeply, thinking clearly, and speaking truthfully, can we in God's family address our differences and discover the peace that comes with unity of purpose. 10 Issues That Divide Christians. Find this book and many others at alexmcfarland.com.
America today is like a patient struggling to live, yet is being forcibly euthanized by her, quote, doctors. The life force within the patient fighting for survival is the honest citizens like yourself. The team of, quote, caregivers are the local and national leaders actually contributing to the demise of the patient. The economy is crashing. Crime is exploding. The Constitution is being abolished. The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late by Alex McFarland has one single purpose, to get you prepared. Learn the real source of America's current problems that no one else is talking about, and what you can do now to face tomorrow, regardless of what tomorrow brings. The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late. Available now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and local Christian bookstores.
Timeless Truths in a Soundbite Culture. Truth for a New Generation Radio.
Welcome back, and let me say before we go too much farther, Merry Christmas from Alex McFarland Ministries, Truth for a New Generation, all of our volunteers and staff, those that listen to Exploring the Word, and all those that follow what we do throughout the year. I want to say thank you for your prayers, for your encouragement. We do wish you a very sincere and heartfelt Merry Christmas. Hey, listen, COVID has been hard in 2020, but we've moved, even though we had many of our tour and our events all around the nation postponed, we had 35 major events that were either canceled or postponed. I want to tell you, TNG is going strong. Thanks to the Alderman Studios in High Point, we've been creating digital content. We're on Facebook and social media platforms with short form videos, 1, 2, 3 days a week. We're doing our television show, which you can see on the NRB Network, National Religious Broadcasters, TNG Television. We're on several times a week. We're also beginning very soon, any day now, we're also going to be on TCT, Total Christian Television, out of Marion, Illinois, seen all across America. So I thank you for your prayers. Please follow what we're doing. I want to give you this important announcement. June 25 through 27, I will be at The Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center at The Cove. We'll be going through the book of Acts, and we're going to look at principles of revival in the book of Acts, and I would love to see you there. The website is thecove.org, C-O-V-E, thecove.org, and I'd love to meet you. We're going to talk about revival in our times, and the book of Acts will be our text. Also, one last thing. And then I want to talk about rejoicing. The book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late. It came out just before the election, but folks, this is evergreen. We talk about the Christian foundations of America. We talk about some of the core principles that made America great in 240 years. And I would urge you to read this book. I give God the glory that it was number one in three different categories on Amazon: religion and culture, apologetics, and also politics and religion. There's an audiobook available as well. And I would encourage you, because it would help you. You need the encouragement moving into 2021 that we can see a move of God in our nation. And we need it. And so follow all of this and more on my website, alexmcfarland.com. And we've got more and more speaking engagements that are populating the calendar for 2021. So let's pray, let's link arms, let's speak up and stand up together and proclaim Jesus to our nation. Do not give up. God is in control, and God is not done with the United States of America. But I want to talk about joy. Before the break, we were talking about joy is our response to favor that comes from God. Isn't that wonderful? Joy is our response to favor that comes from God. And so you can rejoice right now, but you've got to accept the responsibility. And especially if you're a believer, we really don't have the right to be, and I know we all have days that we're down, but we don't have permission to stay there. We really don't. Do not give yourself permission to exist in a state of depression, because we, of all people, are to rejoice. Now, how and why? Five reasons. Rejoice, number one, that God exists. Listen, so I think so many people are walking around, their expression would convey to the world, God has died. No, he hasn't. The eternal God can neither slumber nor sleep. So rejoice that God exists. Listen, there is God, and if there is a God, then there is hope, because he is eternal, he is powerful, he is wise, and he is benevolent. So rejoice that there is a God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He's revealed himself to the world, and we rejoice in that. Secondly, rejoice that you have been given life, L-I-F-E. In the Old Testament, there's the question, will the clay say to the potter, what are you making? And the answer is no. And the Bible asks the question, who is man that he replies to God? See, people reply to God when they'll say, well, hey, I didn't ask to be born. No, God gave you life. There didn't have to be an Alex McFarland. There didn't have to be you. But Almighty God imparted to you the attribute of life. Be grateful that you're alive. Existence is a gift from God. Be rejoicing that Jesus came. Isn't that wonderful? The Bible says in Isaiah 53 that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, the light of the world. Rejoice that Jesus came. And that's why we have songs like Silent Night and Away in a Manger and Hark the Herald Angels Sing and The First Noel and O Holy Night. And yes, Jingle Bells and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Because Jesus came, we have reason to be joyful. Rejoice like Jesus told the disciples in Luke 12 that your names are written in the book of life. Okay? Don't just rejoice that you have a new car or you had a big job or there's a trophy on the shelf for something that happened years ago. No, those are temporal things. And you get unhappy when the temporal things are taken away. Rejoice for something eternal that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hey, I don't know what's going to happen. Stock market might crash. The money might go away. Health is so tenuous and temporal. But I know one thing. My name is written in his book, and that is forever. Jesus told the disciples, and he tells us, rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. And in light of that, number five, rejoice that your identity and your state are not tied to temporal things. So here's the path to victory, folks. Turn your attention and your priorities to eternal things, and your emotions will follow. Did you get that? If you turn your attention, see, we focus on the temporal, the changing, the missed opportunities, the regrets, and we'll go down really quickly. But your attention and your priorities focus on what? God, salvation, life, privilege, grace, favor, all that we have in the Son of God, in the Word of God, in us as a child of God. And then we have the opportunity to serve Jesus by serving others. When you make your attention and your priorities eternal, your emotions will follow. Let me challenge you. It's not always easy. I get it. It may not always be easy. But this Christmas, rejoice. Maybe you want to pray right now and say, God, make me a joyful Christian. We have great reason to rejoice because Christ is come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. You can find us on the web. You can find us online. But just know that we love you. But even more important than that, God loves you. And in that, at Christmas and always, we rejoice.
TNG Radio is made possible by the Friends of Alex McFarland Ministries, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. That's P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Call us at 877-YES-GOD-1. That's 877-YES-GOD and the number 1. Or give online at alexmcfarland.com. While you're there, listen to program archives, read Alex's blog, invite Alex to speak at your event, or contact Alex with a question or comment. alexmcfarland.com. Thanks for listening today, and join us again next time as we bring you more truth for a new generation on TNG Radio.